Look
You
like
are
shit.
listening to the Cigar Noise Boys.
Sounded pretty good.
That was my dad on the bell. What's up? Dom and Tyler on with the panel. Peace post PCA pod panel. Tyler, can you introduce everyone? Because you're more familiar.
Yeah, so we got we'll start with the new guy who hasn't been on before. We got Nick. He is Rapper Binder Filler on Instagram, Cigar Den on Instagram. He owns a shop in New Jersey. I need to visit it. I got to know Nick through John De Oliver. He said there's a guy up in who owns a shop in New Jersey, and he reminds me of you, and he does really well with Roma. So I kind of Nick was on my radar for a few years before I met him at the trade show. But yeah, he's a good friend. He smokes good shit, and he's runs a great shop. And then we got Mac Adam. He's been on the pod before, the cigar nerd. He was at PCA, hounding Pete Johnson for samples. And he helps out at a couple shops, and then we got Brandon Payne, a good buddy, runs Michael's Tobacco and Euless and Keller, and he is ripped, and he's that's what we got.
I'm sorry, Nick. John says you remind him of Tyler. Do you have rap Tourette's as
That's
well?
what rap.
No, I don't really see the resemblance here, but I guess the
No, that's
personality.
I think we're both passionate about cigars, and
Oh,
we kind of
100%.
nerd out about them. Yeah,
Yeah,
and
100%.
that,
And young guys in the industry,
yeah,
just lo
I'm
loving
all.
what we do, trying everything, and not being cigar snobs about, it's not expensive enough for me or whatever it is. So, yeah, I guess I could see the relation. We could be cousins.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Nick's got a voice for podcasts and a face, but. It's gonna be good. You gotta It's gonna be a good podcast. I'm glad we got Nick on.
Dude,
All
I
right,
forgot
appreciate
the
it.
song.
Oh, the
Oh yeah,
song.
my dad hit the bell and I totally forgot to read the lyrics. So for listeners, the quality is bad. I forgot I'm on spring break. I left my laptop at home, my mic and headset. So I'm just yelling into my wife's computer right now, hoping it picks up. All right, here are the lyrics. You told me once, dear, you really loved me, and no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You've shattered all my dreams. Any
I wish I had
guesses?
my phone to Google it,
You
but I
and my
didn't.
sunshine.
Sunshine.
You are my sunshine. Yeah, it's a breakup song. That's like
Oh,
it's a kid
damn.
song, but it's a sad song. No one knows. You learn
If
something
you're
new every
wondering why
day.
my hair, if you're wondering why my hair looks so bad, I just got out of the gym.
It's
Humble
pretty
brag.
average looking for you.
I just threw a hat on just to not shit on your hair.
Oh, I might throw my Viso hat on. I had a meeting with Crown Heads, and I told McGee, Brian, the rep down here, I said, well, I got some business too with you guys. I see you guys came out with a hat that says Viso on it. So I'm hanging out with Brian, and then John Huber walks up. He's like, we got to get you a hat. We came out with a couple of dad hats, and one of them says Viso on it, and we got to get you one. And John's the man of his word. I got back in 2 days. I got back from Vegas. 2 days later, I had two Viso hats. So that was really cool of them to do that. But they're dope hats. They're like, and they actually fit my big ass head.
I saw some pretty cool hats at the show. I think I saw, was it at the show or before the show? I don't know. I was hoping to see it at the show. Kyle Gellis had some sick hats at the show. He had those sick ashtrays too. But they're coming out with a Masters hat from Crown Heads that should be dropping soon. That I can't wait for that to land because it's all green, white letters. It says Crown Heads on the front, golf clubs on the side.
Oh, that's
So I just
dope.
reached out to my rep. I was like, how many can I order? And he's like, we'll figure that out later on. So that's another great hat that's coming out.
You
Brownheads is
got
always crushing it with that
Miguel.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You got Miguel, right? La Chaveta.
Yeah, La Chaveta. Shout out
Yeah,
La
you're good.
Chaveta. Greatest broker on the planet.
Hey, real quick, shout out to our sponsor. El Dandy wants you to remember to be kind to yourself and be excellent to each other. Thanks, El Dandy. Hey, Tyler, props to us. We took a month-long sponsorship and made it last like 2 months because we don't podcast enough.
Oh, where did Matt go?
Oh, he just dropped. Thanks, El Dandy, though. You rock.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So Mac dropped. We're going to try to add him. Nick, are you smoking anything right now? Or are you inside?
No, I'm inside. I was supposed to be at the shop, and I thought it would be like quiet on a Tuesday so I can do this over there. But my luck, well, it's a blessing that there's 100 people in there right now. So I was like, I'm staying home.
Nice.
If I was at the shop, I'd probably be smoking the new Tatuaje that landed yesterday. I smoked the 2018. So the 2015 Broadleaf would be on my next smoking venture.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that's my kid. He's rolling. I'm smoking a Don Pepin Garcia 20th anniversary. Tyler, what are you smoking?
I'm smoking the LFD 30 year anniversary.
Okay. I gotta get on that.
Brandon, you smoking anything? Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I'm perfing on the Cro-Magnon timeline.
All right, Tyler gave me.
Talk about a humble brag.
Mac, you
I wish it was. I wish it was bigger, but it's nice.
I'm smoking Moe's new cigar, Oro de Nicaragua.
Nice. Which size?
I guess it's Robusto. I'm not sure. But it's good.
Holy shit, this is really good. Off the rip. The LFT 30 year. I saw Skip smoking at the show. I think it took him 6 hours to smoke it. Because he kept talking and then putting the cigar down. I'm like, dude. Yeah. I'm like, how is it? He's like, I can't keep it lit. I'm like, yeah, because you keep talking nonstop. So it's really good. Brandon, you smoked it in reverse style, though.
Yeah, reverse tapered that chisel.
You did that with the most, though. The 100, too. 100 degree gauge?
Yeah, so last year I smoked the Lunatic 10x100, like, I guess the recommended way on the first day of the trade show. I smoked it the entire first day, like 8 hours. and so this year I closed out the last day by utilizing reverse taper technology and herfing on the 10x100 backwards. And it was quite a bit different.
Because tapered it.
Yeah, so the full 100 was in my throat. And it was.
You just wish it was bigger. It was
you get good, a lot more flavor. I had room for more, but it was a good, it was a nice little stretch. It was a good change of pace.
Oh, if that's the case, we'll get you a femur.
Hey,
We tried to get him one.
I was kind of jealous of everybody having cigars, so I have to pull this out. Look at this. This is an OG timeline. Why does it look like that?
Uh oh.
No, there's nothing on there. That's all tooth.
Oh.
That is all tooth, bro.
I'm like, is that spores?
No, that's all like just spots from original toothy broadleaf. Yeah, that's not coming off.
I've never had one. I had the pack and then I sold it to Tron because he was trying to collect everything. And I'm like, he would appreciate it more. So I sold him that whole monolith thing. I kind of regret that. And I sold him some firecrackers, you know, for what I paid for him. But I kind of wish I had those back. But
I did get lucky enough to have somebody come across a full set timeline and I got to trade for it. So I do have that in the collection. When I had this way before I had the timeline, but I mean, before the monolith. So I was lucky enough to get a monolith.
All right, so Dom wasn't at the trade show because he's I don't know why. But anyways, Dom's usually the host, so we're throwing it off here. But my first question is, have you guys smoked anything from the show that you've really enjoyed. I can go first real quick. I smoked the, because I just smoked it, was the Surrogate's Closing Time. I thought it was really good. It was like really creamy and strong. It, I guess it's based on a different surrogate. I thought it was based on the Seven Samurai, or I forgot what. They had told me at the Circle Bar, or at the whole one of the bars. But it was really good. I really look forward to that one. I'm not sure when it comes out. I went and visited them, and that was the only sample I got. Unlike Mac, who got a whole box pretty much from Tatawise. But yeah, I really like that one. I'll just start with that one at first. But if you guys have tried it yet, or what you thought, but I thought it was really, really good.
That was a good cigar.
I think Mac got two of them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one that's wowed me the most so far was the one that I thought was going to kind of be the one that nobody cared about. But I smoked it Saturday night, and it just fucking blew me away. It was so good. And that was the Syncomp Remesa number 4, so the Robusto size of the Syncomp. I really liked it. It was, like, I love the Paladin. It might be better than the Paladin. I don't know. It was good to the last drop. I wish it was thicker. It'd be nice if you made something
stop.
With a little more stretch. Stop, but it was good. I really liked it.
So I'm gonna piggyback off the brand, but go into a different line of it. And I think it was the Wagashi for me, which was a spin-off of Cigar Dojo, Connecticut, Ecuadorian Connecticut, which is their Brulee. I personally think this beats Brulee Blue. Smoking three in a row plus bringing two back home, I thought they were incredible cigars for what it was. And honorable mention, I got to go with the Bronzeback. The Bronzeback, I think that reinvents the Umbagog. I think it reintroduces it and makes you want to try both. And the Bronzeback, I think, was a home run. And I think Dunbarton and Sokka did an amazing job with those two products.
What's the difference between the Bronzeback and the Bareback and the Umbagog?
I don't know, honestly, but you can tell that there's different performance in both of them. But I'm going to say he obviously tweaked the blend. I don't think he changed the wrapper, unless he did, because of the Connecticut
Broadleaf. I believe it's a different priming of Broadleaf that he used.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's still, Broadleaf, but it's a different priming, I think you said.
Like a better priming?
I think it's a lower priming, surprisingly.
Yeah, because I don't think you would be better on an inexpensive cigar like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or is it priming or just a shade of the wrapper?
Well, I don't know. I know that the story for Umbagog is usually wrappers that don't work on the Mikarita line goes into the Umbagog. So I don't know if they're changing the priming on the Mikarita and then using it on the Umbagog, or if it's a separate project. Totally. I mean, that's probably something we should ask Steve.
I will say that the gold in that band added a lot of flavor. Like, it definitely punched it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cause
a little pizzazz.
Just like the platinum on the new Cro Magnon.
Yes. I like the different. I like that it differentiates.
Yeah. So basically, standard Umbagog blend. However, it will include a 2LS Connecticut Broadleaf Kappa. 2LS is a designation for the leaves typically situated between the 1/3 to half mark on the stock. They sip in what is called the mediums. He goes on to explain whether lighter or darker the flavor is a key difference, rather than those classic sweet, earthy, and cocoa notes exhibited by broadleaf. The 2LS leaves typically give the smoker a slightly sweet but significantly more pepper experience. So it's based on like an 80s or 90s brand that kind of used a lot of that lower priming, which also makes it lighter, I guess. But anyway, So I had one sample. I gave it away. Somebody was really interested in it, so I gave it to them. I haven't tried it, but the Wagashi was really good. When the Wagashi comes out, I need to get a box of those and a box of Papa Sakas, because I smoked another Papa Saka And that might be, that's my top 10 favorite cigars of all time. The Papa Zocca just hits me perfect. It's really fucking good.
While we're talking about Sokka, we have some listener questions. I might just sprinkle them in instead of focus on them. El Dandy said, what's everyone most excited about and why is it the Sokka Lanceros? So did Sokka just, was that the booth to be at this year?
Yeah, I mean, he dropped a lot of stuff. I mean, he sprinkled in stuff. Like, he did the one-offs on all the brands that, like, you know, he like you have the, like what he did with Brulé Blue. So you had the Brulé lineup, and then he did Blue. And now he has the Brulé lineup, and he's dropping that Cigar Dojo exclusive. And then he's doing the seven different Lanceros and then the big FU Candela at the end. Red Meat Lovers, he didn't do anything with. He changed the sizing in the Sun Compromiso. It was, and then on top of that, the, you know, the promos that we got and what he's doing with all the people with the, I don't want to say people, with all the retailers, is the cutters that are coming out, 1,200 cutters being allocated to people. And you know, the unicorns being reintroduced in 7-count boxes. These are the things that people want. You know, you got $100 cigars, you know, coming out, and everybody's killing for Brulé unicorns and Mikarita Black Unicorn. So I think he had a home run this year with that. He did it great last year, but I think he added a lot of pizzazz this year to his lineup.
He also improved according to the blade. He also improved the blade. Better blade now.
Nice. So yeah. Here's the release schedule for his stuff. In April we get Wagashi and Stillwell number 22.
Correct.
In May, we get the Sun Compromiso number 4 and the bronze back. June, I think we're supposed to get the Guillotine de Sacas for the retailers that placed orders at PCA. Sometimes in summer, the Red Meat Lovers is coming off back order, catching up a little bit. September is the Good For You Lanceros. And then November, the Unicorns are shipping again.
I'm like excited about PCA just happening in general at the beginning of the year, because it kind of helps us out for the rest of the year instead of, you know, like in July, we're already 7 months into the year and then we get stuff ordered and now they're sending us stuff into January and February. And it's like, we need these things to be trickled out throughout the entire year. Like
not when it's cold out.
Yeah. Like, I think it's great that we did it in March this year, or they did it in March and we attended this year. It's much better than July.
So,
as a retailer,
who's more polarizing of a personality, Sokka or Skip? You talk to people and they either love him or they hate him.
So, from my personal experience, I told both of them this year when I saw them and I sat down with them, I said, there's two guys in the game. I said this to both of them. There's two guys in the game that when I see a social media post and I hit read more, I have to read more. And it's you. I said, it's you, Skip, and it's you, Steve, because you guys come out with the craziest stuff. Bigger personality, I think it's Sokka more. He has a bigger personality. I think he's more polarizing, but Skip is special and has like this plethora of knowledge and just a different way of looking at things. Like, I gave him a negative last year and he turned that into a positive and it changed my outlook on everything. So he's definitely a different personality, but I think Sokka is more polarizing because he's so animated.
Tyler, we've never had Sokka on the podcast.
He said he'd come on. I talked to him when we were in Nicaragua, and he said he goes on everything. And he's like, I don't care if no one listens to it, but if one person listens to it and they become a fan of my stuff, it's worth it.
Apparently, my past students listen. So much for all the viewer count that we've been looking at. If you're listening to this and you're not 21, stop, please.
In the battle between Skip and Steve. Also, guys, you can listen to this if you want to. You just can't smoke them yet. Yeah, it's fine. But just get ready.
This is really good.
It's going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to be an expensive hobby. But in the battle between Skip and Steve, only one of them has created a bigger than 100 ring gauge cigar. So Skip automatically wins my heart.
And but the other one won your wife's heart.
Yeah, he did offer to have her move up to the Tundra with him and be his child bride, I guess. And she thought about it. She still thinks about it a lot, actually. She's pretty in love with Steve. Any anytime he comes out with something new, I have to buy it for. But yeah, if he made something bigger than 100 ring gauge, he could satisfy both of us. So
bigger than 100. That's crazy.
If he's listening, thoughts to chew on.
Okay.
That's what we want, right? That's the only thing we want in this world.
Yeah. So any other cigars? Obviously, we had the Cro-Magnon Pennsylvania started shipping right before the show. I helped pack some boxes with those. So hopefully nobody got any damaged items or their orders were correct. Ash on myself.
Another one that was actually pretty good that I smoked recently. That new Oz Jenner, the first set, I think.
The Connecticut.
Pretty tasty little Connecticut, yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. I've been afraid to try it because I didn't like the other two. But I'll try this one.
Yeah, I like it.
The new Crojo from Tatawahe was good. Pretty is good.
The Coho new?
Yeah, the new one. The one with the burgundy
band. 2012 with the Corojo?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking the 2012s. Yeah, I those didn't even ship yet, I don't think.
Oh, this is good, though.
Yeah, I think they only shipped 15s and the 18s. And the Roxy's just shipped, actually. That was a good cigar.
And that's good. It's in separate boxes now. Instead of that collab the box. Roxy. That did. Yeah.
Which yeah, I'm about to give you one of those books down. That has the Tuxla and the Corojo.
I want the book, but
I don't feel like
they're super limited. Enough,
but yeah, they're not going to be very many of them.
What, the books?
Yeah, the books.
I think the books were five.
Each retailer could only order 10 at most, I think.
Yeah, it was five for every pre-pack that you got, and you can only get two. Yeah, so it was 10. Yeah, I got five books, so I'm just going to see what happens with that. Really excited for that. I mean, I think they had a good lineup coming out with the Monster Smash and everything too. I think they did a great job with presenting in such short time, along with finally sending out Pete Johnson's 50th birthday cigar, which is going to be interesting.
You know why they're in 10 count boxes? Because he's been smoking them all.
No. Yeah. At that price point, he could smoke most of them.
Well, they went from 50 count coffins to 10 count boxes. You know, I am happy that I can get a whole box, but yeah, I was looking forward to the 50 count coffin.
So, what was like the coolest thing? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was back to Tatooine for a sec. Yeah, no, I'm stoked about the Monster Smash. And it's, he was telling me he did like a compact box because of the pain in the ass shipping the Monster Mash. But I haven't tried the Union yet. I have one of each. And then I didn't like the RL22 or whatever. Those are pretty expensive. But those were supposed to be aged for a long time after they were rolled. And these 50-year were aged a long time after they're rolled. So I know it's a different blend, but hopefully I didn't. Brandon, you smoked the original, right? The 50-year?
Pete's 50th birthday cigar?
Yeah, yeah, I had a sample coming out. He released that before. It, like, okay.
3 years ago or whatever. Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, yes. I think it was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He gave one to Mike, and Mike brought it back and gave it to me because he said he knew I would appreciate it. And so I smoked it. I don't know. My favorite's still the Petit Eglise. I freaking love that thing. I wish I could get more of those.
What the hell is that?
Remember when he did the coffins that were like released like maybe five retailers? The Petit Eglise, the Chloe Eglise, the Grand. No, we had them.
Oh, okay.
We sold the crap out of those things. I wish we could get more. But yeah, that's like one of my favorites.
I want the Little Hassle back.
Mac bought a box of them.
Little Hassle.
The little bundle?
I'll take some La Riqueza any day of the week. That's a special for me.
Oh, I didn't like
that one. He did say that he was releasing
The newest one, the latest one that he did in those 10-count boxes, it was a box press 656 or whatever it was, 654. I take that over and over again. If I ever heard a shop saying they want to get rid of it, I buy that off of them instantly.
I think he said on a live recently that he's doing a risotto version of La Riqueza with
risotto broadleaf
and San Andreas. Yeah.
Why fix what ain't broken? Like, I mean, that cigar was so solid. I mean, that I think that was honestly probably my favorite LE from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lonsdale, but they call it like Mansdale or something because it's like a little fatter. But it's
the LLE.
That one with the I wish I wouldn't have got rid of. I sold a lot of shit when I moved down here, and that's one I wish I would have kept. I had two or three boxes. I had a lot of Tatuaje, and then I just
That Sumatra was so good. I'm excited for that, bro. That's
going to
be nice.
A-Dub asks, are there interesting new tobaccos being used? I'm going to add on to that question. What are the trends this year? Is it like a Mexican San Andreas year, a Sumatra year? What do you guys think?
I think it's been Sumatra.
Because my father just introduced a new the Fonseca in a Tuxla this year. So they're still doing.
I think the biggest trend, honestly, and it's not something that's, I think it's an industry trend, but I don't think it's a release trend. I think Ecuadorian Connecticut is going to be the biggest thing going forward with the shortages of certain leaves. And I think the MSA is the safe bet for full-bodied cigars. So I think the trend is going to be for new releases, Mexican San Andreas, because it is attainable. It is relatively inexpensive versus the other stuff because there is a surplus of it. But the trend is probably Mexican San Andreas for the industry.
All right, next question. Agnes AU, is PCA attendance for ego stroking? I'm going to say yes because I didn't go. What was the influencer count? Was it like a lot of people just doing video interviews, or was it a lot of people there to do business?
Business.
Oh, there was a lot of business, but you know, if you looked at social media in a whole, it was like, how much of the floor did you actually see versus like who's at the Gatsby and who's at Crystal Bar, who's at Eight Lounge? And it's like, is this really about the show or is this about you being in Las Vegas with the people? You know what I mean? So I think the influencer thing is, there's definitely an ego stroke there. There definitely is, because we've seen it a lot.
Alex Benchwork Cigars asks, who had the best haircut?
Oh.
That's haircut, yeah. I saw a lot of fresh faces, like Terrence looks like he just shaved. Oliver United was fresh shaven for the first day one.
I'm gonna give Mo from Tatuaje. Clean shaved head, always the win, bro. Can't beat that.
I'm gonna change the question and say who is the most handsome. And it has to be my boss and the true love of my life, Tony Gomez of La Florida Minicana. He's so tall. Everyone, like, if you just watch the room while people talk to him, they stand with their mouth open just in awe. Like, they want him to spit in their mouth. Like, it's just a glorious thing. He looks like he was conceived on the back of a stallion. He's just, like,
He was.
Dude, that was the first time I ever met him. And the first time I even knew he existed, because I had no idea who he was, right? So I walk up to him and I'm like, dude, why is it every time I order stuff, it's like back ordered? He's like, you know, well, we make X amount of cigars. I'm like, all right, well, I understand that. And I was like, I just want to let you know, when you walked in the room, I thought we were all dead, because you look like John Wick walking through with the black and white suit and the black hair slicked back. I'm like, dude, we're all dead. That's it. It's over.
But
he was probably one of the sharpest guys on the floor, with the simple black and white, with the hair done and the beard sharp. That was, I give it to him.
I'm really upset that he's off the market now. Because
you're off the market too.
Well, yeah, but he's supposed to entertain our wives while we have the release of the LFD Discord exclusive, and so I don't know who's gonna like occupy them, or if he's still gonna be available, if we can get it done before he actually pulls a trigger on it. But
Leo Jr.
Yeah, But no, Leto Jr. looks like he wants to join the boys in the Hearth Pit. I'm not sure. Leto Sr. might be a good option because that dude is just riding that Cialis train and is like ready to go 100% all the time. So maybe we can see if daddy's available.
Daddy. Real quick, Casey Hogan from Crux Cigars gave me a compliment on my mustache. Now, it's blonde, so it is hard to see. It's not nearly as thick and luscious and orange as Brandon's, but Casey noticed, and we had a talk a few years ago about, he said, my facial hair situation was awful. And I said, well, it's a little better. I got, you know.
Wait, you had a mustache at the show?
But yeah, good dude. Pretty bad moment. Yeah, but it's blonde. You can't see it.
I didn't notice it, brother. I'm so sorry. I would have mentioned it.
Thick broom.
Tyler, you've got to be like the only facial hairless guy from Wisconsin. So cold up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Austin now. It's hot here.
Yeah.
I don't live in Louisiana. I got a beard.
Mutton chops.
Yeah, Adam kills all of us on facial. All
right. Hair. Yeah.
What was the party
Dom's
scene?
Dom's got like? Both, distinguishable.
Thanks. No Roma party this year?
No. A lot of it was just hanging out at the Resort World, but Brandon, he went to all the
parties. I went to a couple parties. LFD had a party opening night for Lito's 70th birthday. So I got to talk to Tony about the Discord exclusive for a while. I reverse tapered a chisel and asked him if he had anything bigger. And I think we got a bachelor party figured out for him that we're going to plan. So that's going to be good. Saw Lito Jr., Lito Sr., me and Carney did some perfect sealage around the cigars. Took a little selfie. That was a fun party. And then the second night I went to the El Septimo dinner slash party thing. And I will say that Zaya is kind of crazy. He really, really got wild there. It was pretty cool. So it's pretty fun to watch billionaires like just go nuts. I think at one point they were playing the I Am Titanium song. And he was just like pounding the shit out of his chest. And at least people were lifting him up into the air. I think I got a video of it. It was pretty cool.
It was like a Jewish wedding.
Yeah, exactly. I thought his heart was going to stop beating the way he was hitting his chest, though. But it was neat.
All right.
Rich asked, what is PCA an acronym for, but wrong answers only? I should have texted you guys this. Right. So you could have had some time to think. I was going to say phallic cylindrical ash. That's all I got. PCA.
People chasing ass.
The Pennsylvania Communist Association.
Pricey cigar accessories.
Oh, please. Yeah, that was, I saw that a lot. That's getting out of control. That part of the industry is getting crazy.
Please come in my ass.
No, Brandon.
All right.
We're going to have to edit this now.
No, I mean, you're lucky. No. My family's like a live listening group, but they're in the front yard right now. So you dodge that bullet.
You got to warn us about that. People chasing ass. That's the right one.
I like that.
People chase
every year there's a guy who there's always a guy, a rep, who doesn't, I don't know, first show, but they always somehow almost get a hooker in the room and they almost get robbed. It happens every fucking year. They're
great.
Completely oblivious to how hookers work in Vegas.
Yeah, like Vegas, what's that? I've never heard of it.
All right, who's looking
it happened
for
to my buddy? Oh yeah, that's in your backyard.
That's great.
I've never been to New Orleans, so I wonder how it's going to be.
Well, I think the travel to the convention centers from the hotels is going to be a fucking nightmare. Freaking nightmare. Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, you can swear. No,
yeah, well, I don't want the listening party to get offended, or I don't want to offend Dom's family.
No, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I really should have brought my headphones.
I don't know how no one in your family has a pair of AirPods or anything. Like Bluetooth.
It's fine. I have the volume really low, so that's why I'm like leaning forward trying to listen.
Okay. So wait, real quick. The only thing that we were excited about was from Tatawai and Sokka. Nothing else?
I like the
or the Wise Man.
There's so much. I mean, if you're going to let me rant, I'll rant right now. I love the fact
that... Yeah, let's go.
I love the fact that Foundation's leaving Tabsa or wherever the hell they were, Aganorsa, to go to my father for their Wise Man Madara and Natural or Koroho. I love that they changed the band and made it more Menelik-esque and not so convoluted. They're changing everything about it. I think that's great. I thought the 10th anniversary... Warhead 10. I think that's a great presentation, and I gave my my only sample to my employee, and he said that was an incredible cigar, great size, fantastic tobacco. Aladino, the Fuma Noche, was a great cigar. That's so exciting to see that. The 50th anniversary Quesada is exciting. Who else do we have? We touched on Roma a little bit, but I mean, who's not excited for Pennsylvania Broadleaf Cro-Mag and a reintroduction to something that everybody knows so well, and at the same time, something we don't know at all because it's not even the same cigar. I mean, it's extremely exciting.
Well, yeah, somebody said it's like Taylor's version, like Taylor Swift. She had her original albums, yes, and she remade them. It's kind of like Skip's version.
The re-recorded Cro-Mag.
I really like it. I've been smoking them because I got a bundle because it got damaged in transit. So I got a bundle of knuckle draggers, and some of them are like box pressed, and they smoke with it. I really like them a lot, but I'm biased, but I really like it. Go on.
No, I was just saying, like, for the Cro-Mag, I think they substituted strength equally for, like, if you were creating a character and you had so many points to use on a certain skill, I think they took off that strength and they added it to flavor. I think that's what they did
perfectly. I agree.
And I think it's so exciting. That cigar is so exciting. Like, to see it reintroduce something we know and something we don't know at all at the same time. I think that's what that cigar is.
Have you gotten it in your shop yet?
No, it ships next week for me. Actually, this week, okay. Maybe in a couple days. I got to call Sean tomorrow. Shout out to my buddy Sean over at Romacraft.
Sean's the GOAT.
That's Brandon, my guy.
You ordered some at the show, right?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have some coming soon. I was just thinking about the Game of Thrones lighters and how cool those were.
I need one.
I want the Deathy is the only one that's like achievable for me. And I think it was my favorite. But I ended up getting a picture with the booth babe that was dressed up like Daenerys, and sent it to Kelly to show her what I was working on in Vegas. And she just immediately replies, like, she's got freakishly long toes. And I was like, toes? I didn't realize she had toes. But I zoomed in, and sure enough, that woman had some really, really, like, they were like 3 inches long. They were crazy.
Like fingers?
Yeah, dude, it was wild. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
Toes.
Do you guys know anybody who has toe thumbs?
Toe thumbs?
Have you seen like Megan Fox has toe thumbs?
Mm.
Well, they call that hammer thumbs. Yeah, like a hammer. It's like, I heard hammer, but yeah, toe thumbs, those are. Did you guys, Nick or Brandon, did you guys bring any new brands in at the show?
New? Yeah, I mean, I reintroduced Espinosa, which I'm excited about. It's not new to my shop, but I just brought it back in. West Tampa, which I love their black Series cigar. I think that's in my personal opinion, their best cigar. Who else did I open an account with? I don't think really anybody. I kind of went out there like, whatever's empty on the shelves, that's what's selling. Let me reload on it. I don't think I opened another account. I only filled out one piece of paperwork. Espinosa was open already, and then West Tampa. I didn't really bring anything back in. I mean, open anything. Lovely had a great new cigar come out. Their Bay City. I'm surprised you're not smoking Lovely more, Mr. Tyler.
Oh, I've never tried it. Yeah, it's a
dude. Green they're from Bay. They're based out of your hometown.
No, not my home state.
Home state.
I lived in Milwaukee, but I was from Wisconsin Rapids, which isn't too far from Green Bay. But it's weird because Green Bay is such a small town. Besides the Packers, there's nothing there.
Yeah, they get that.
Bay I haven't City tried their stuff. I'll have to try it.
Oh, definitely, dude. They send me your address. Text me your address. I got you. All right. I'll take care of it.
What's the factory on that?
Oh. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't
they
know.
Didn't announce it, right?
I don't know. I know that they're just still playing off that they were like the first cigar union, which is pretty awesome. That's why they have the 162, which was their union number. So one of their cigars, both of their cigars are basically the same that they introduced. It's just the binder's different. So you have Ecuadorian wrapper, Nicaraguan filler, and one of them's Mexican binder. The other one is Sumatra binder. That's the 162 with the Sumatra binder. That cigar is all day, every day, medium bodied. That's a great cigar.
Brandon, any new brands?
We have a couple that we're prospecting, but we didn't pull the trigger on anything new.
I'd love to hear it.
But yeah, we're looking at a couple.
Secret. How much did you guys spend that Fratello? Was it north of 50,000 or less?
Me?
Yeah.
We have not spent any money on Fratello this year or last year.
I spent zero. Oh, I brought United in. That's what I brought in. Boom. Forgot about that.
I thought you. I thought you already had United.
No, I had United. It is a reintroduction, but I kind of. It was at the beginning of the whole, you know, figuring out what I wanted to put in the shop when I opened up. I brought United in, and I brought the Red Anchor. The Red Anchor, worth every dollar. I'm not going to lie to you. It is a little pricey for New Jersey with the 30% tobacco tax. I do have it on the shelf for like 15 and 22 for the Churchill, but that cigar is worth it. And then to bring it in for like, you know, to open up that Byron Atabey account, I mean, those Byrons are great. Great cigars. United's a good brand. Very good.
Do other you guys carry?
I love their firecrackers.
Nobody carries Ferry Otego. I'm gonna get comfortable here. So Tyler will tell you if I get comfortable, we're all in trouble.
Hey, where is true. Fred Ruiz signing next? We have any predictions?
Who?
Fred Ruiz. Who? Fred.
Oh, Fred Rui?
Yeah. He's doing stuff with Michael Herklotz a little bit, with Dojo. Where's he going next? People want to know.
Well, he was at the Luciano's booth the whole time.
Yeah, but he quit. Or they separated.
Are you talking about the social media ninja?
The guy who's a lime amongst lemons.
What do you think about Skip making his best cigar, like that Habano from that Gran Habano Green Label? Did you smoke that?
No, I haven't.
I'm trying to get a sample of it, but he said it was the best thing that he smoked at the show. I was like, oh, that's a bold statement.
I don't know what the best thing I had was. I don't know if I could nail it down. Just nothing like blew my socks off, but. The Wagashi kind of blew my socks off a little bit.
Yes.
I was not expecting to like it that much.
Yep.
I wanted to try the new stuff from JRE, and who still said, come back the next day. I was just got too busy. But I really wanted to try that Cameroon and that.
The new Cameroon Reserva is really good.
If you guys get a chance, go down to Honduras and do the factory tour. It's not like it's a chill factory tour, but that was the first factory tour I did, and it was fucking, it was dope.
You did it last year or the year before?
I did it in 2019.
Yeah, no Honduras for me.
I was supposed to do it this past trip, and a bunch of stuff happened and it didn't end up happening, and I don't know if it will, but I would love to do that. Skip actually invited me down to Nicaragua, which I would love to do, but I don't know when he's going to be there or when I can plan that. Maybe we can book something together.
He's down there most of the time.
I definitely want to go down there and get away from this.
Yeah.
So I heard some interesting news. Arfield Wine and Company does the exclusives. They got a couple of new ones coming out this year.
From Black Label?
Oh, no, I can't say one way or the other. I know Marvin.
Okay.
I
guess you told me that. Yeah.
There's some really cool stuff coming out. And I got to smoke one of his pre-samples, and it was all that stuff coming from, they're doing exclusive wise. I've not been disappointed. It's always cool to see what they have.
I got some hot news to break on an exclusive too. So I was talking to Tom Lazuka at the CLE booth, and I was like, dude, you can't let Terrence beat you. Like, you're releasing this 9x90, like it's something. And Terrence has already got one bigger than you. Like, what are you going to do about it? And he's like, well, next year is the 13th anniversary of the Cylon. And I'm like, I know exactly what you're doing. So 13x130, baby. Let's
13
do
by 130.
Let's go. Yeah, baby.
Is there any force known to man that will stop you, prevent you from running to the shop and buying every one of them before they get on sale? You know what I really fucking love, and it was a pre-release or whatever, or it was just a sample, the fucking new Craft Marquette. That's all I can say. It was amazing.
Is this Alex's blend?
No, not Alex's. No, this is Skip's. I think he listens. I believe he's on the right track, but now he wants to kind of start over again. But Skip said he was on the right track and it was good, but Alex wants it to be perfect. And I think he might go another way. But the one that Skip did, I told him he needs to make a billion of them because it was that good. It was really fucking good.
Is Alex using his throat guard?
I told him. I hope so.
Me too.
But I told Skip to come out with a Craft Marquette called El Baby Grande, and then he left me on red. So.
I told Skip he needs to make hockey jerseys, man. He was like feeling my fucking Gretzky jersey the whole time. He was like, this is really nice. I'm like, yo, when are you going to make a craft jersey, bro? He's like, that's not a bad idea. It'll be like $200 by the time I'm done. I'm like, how much do you think a hockey jersey costs? He's like, really? It costs $200? I'm like, yeah, let's make them. Let's go. So if you see a craft hockey jersey coming out, that'd be awesome.
That'd be sick.
I would wear that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, the new stuff from Kyle Gellis, the hostess, is doing has been my boy.
Kyle Gellis. What is he doing?
Wart.
No. What was the cigar?
Oh, yeah.
The Crocodile. Island the Crocodile.
I was actually wearing that shirt today. It's called Coco Drillo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I had that in a two-pack. Two-pack some shit. Two-pack Toro was pretty good.
Hey, Tyler, speaking of warps, my dad is smoking the Futuro you sent me right now.
That's a solid cigar.
How do you like it?
How's it? How's it smoking?
Well, I bought
good. Smoking good.
I bought a box from for a really cheap price, and they weren't very good. So it wasn't a box. It was four or five packs. And anytime I see a five pack wrapped in plastic, I think of like the Oliva or like the Mac, like just stuff that like shops bring to an event. And they're never any good. Like, I don't know if it's like they just throw a band on something and wrap them up. But this one wasn't, the draw were bad on a couple of them. So I sent Dom one to see how, cause I love the Futuro, and especially with some age on them, they're fucking amazing. And, but Dom got mad that I sent him one that I might have had a bad draw. I'm like, dude, you want Grateful?
Just, I paid it forward.
But yeah, Futuro's good. The new HBC stuff's pretty good. I like that little new size they have, that little 4x something or other.
Hotcake?
That was good. No.
Rohawk.
No, I don't know if
that's new stuff. I don't yeah, like his the box for was it 5-year or 10-year?
10.
It has him with that crown and like the white fur. It just looks off brand to me. Because I'm used to seeing him with a ball cap, not a king's crown.
Buddy, he's the king of small gauges.
I get it. Oh, so you're very anti Rojas. They should have seen that coming.
What? He's the king.
He's just saying he's the king of small.
No, I get that. I'm saying, Brandon, you probably don't like him because you're a big ring gauge guy.
He's a ruler. He's a ruler of a different territory than I like. But
okay.
He also makes some 770s right. that are really good. So
he does.
Yeah, his customs. No, he makes like super gordos of his customs.
Oh, okay. Real quick question: Game of Thrones, is that in the future or the past? Is it like Dune, where it's so far in the future, it's like medieval times, or is it like 1200s that happened?
It's a alternate reality.
Yeah, but is it like our time, or is it in the future or the past? Like, what is it?
It's our time like in another universe.
Yeah, because Lord of the Rings is in the past.
Yeah, I think it's our time in a different universe. That's the happy medium.
Who's excited for Game of Thrones now? That's so old.
They had a last season, House of the Dragon.
Well, clearly DuPont is, but whatever.
Yeah, Dom's not in the industry, so he wouldn't.
Like, are they gonna come out with a Breaking Bad lighter set next? I don't get it.
It's gonna have a glass breaker on the bottom for your shatter.
Game of Thrones is still going on, Dom.
No, it's the not, Lannisters, dude. They're just spinning off everything.
It's over.
Yeah, but it's the
Better Call Saul
and
Better Call Saul.
I'm leaving.
Oh God, I did like that DuPont chain that they came out with. That was pretty cool. That necklace with the little DuPont at the end. That was pretty cool.
I want to get one of those for my son as his like first lighter.
they're freaking cool.
Bring it to school.
For $400 that bitch needed a ping, but it's still pretty neat.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm just sad it doesn't ping.
Oh, no mention of anything from Fuente or Padron. Doesn't wet your whistle.
Yeah, the man Lancero looked pretty sexy.
Not in your ring gauge wheelhouse though, so whatever. But
yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I mean the toothpick though, it's probably going to be pretty good. You just need a different way to.
I'm kind of digging the 60, the presentation on the Padron 60. Plus they had the best DuPont unveiling at the show. Yeah. Their DuPont series was awesome. They had multiple pieces, cigar stand, all that stuff. But I think the 60 is going to be a home run. I think it's going to be better than the collaboration cigar.
How much is the 60? They didn't release the price yet, right?
No. They're like, yeah, you can order them, but we won't tell you the prices. I'm like, all right, I'll take 2 boxes. Hopefully I don't get slammed for like $4,000.
Because
had anybody if it's tried, 60 bucks, go on. They're going to sell like crazy, right? You're going to need 100 boxes if they're 60 bucks. If they're 120 bucks, that's going to limit the audience a little bit. Everybody's going to want to try it, but nobody's going to want a full box for themselves. So it's like.
Yeah, but you got to tread lightly with that.
You got to figure it out.
Brandon, where are you at? What state are you in?
Texas.
Oh, so you have no tax. Me, I got to worry about 30%, dude. Like my Padron 80s are $42 on my shelf. You know, so it's kind of like. You think so?
My favorite
Padron 80. I think Padron 40 is the best, greatest cigar of all time.
I'll try that one.
40 year Maduro, I think, is the greatest of all time.
Number 95, Maduro. That dub they did.
95? I didn't realize the 95s are like regularly available now. You can just order them.
I don't, you know,
how much are
I don't think they're on. Are they on the price sheet now?
I don't know, but they said that, that I can just order them whenever I want.
You know what? I'm going to check right now. Hold on. Let me log into my portal. Yeah. Let me see what happens.
Ooh, he's got a portal.
Yeah, I'm going to check right now. We're about to go through the portal. Place order. Order form. 50th, 50th. Family Reserve Series, 26, 64. What blend is it? Is it 64?
Yeah.
64 Anniversario. 95 is not on here as an orderable item. Ooh. Neither is – it's not a 26 either.
Call the office.
Yeah, but I think they – I honestly, I think I'm just I'm speculating here. I think they fucked when they met. Can I curse? I think they fucked up with the 97s because I just got my 97s on Monday that I ordered at PCA last year. So I think what they did was they probably offered up some stuff to make people feel a little better about it because I ordered 10 boxes of each and I only got two of each just on Monday.
Damn.
So they haven't rolled out 97s at all. To my knowledge. I mean, do you have 97s at the shop? Anybody?
I had two Maduros ship like Friday. I still have two of them yet.
Yeah, so the thing is like I think they back ordered that really bad and I think they offered the 95 as like hey, this is available to order if you want while you're here. I mean I took advantage of that because it is a great size and everybody has been asking about it. But the 96 is superior to all that. In my opinion.
Who had the worst booth at the show?
I was just about to say, who was the most underwhelming booth at the show? All right, and little tables don't count, right? I think it was Placencia that had the most underwhelming booth at the show.
Oh, people loved it.
It's Charles new, but
yeah,
it did.
Caldwell's like a hallway.
Caldwell does I call you said Caldwell?
Yeah.
I mean, you he doesn't even count anymore. He's part of a big house, isn't he?
Well, they got it's like a hallway.
Yeah, I mean, with the they were Peterson and everything, right? They were yeah. with those pipes and shit down the hall.
La DC's. Yeah.
Rocky
the
Placencia
booth was cool, but I had one problem with it just because it drove me a little bit crazy. They had like nice, cushy floors, which is cool because people are on their feet all day, whatever. But like all the chairs and shit were like poking holes in that cushy floor and just leaving like ugly little marks everywhere. And it made me angry. Anyway.
Dude, what? I think Placencia's execution was very modern and it was aesthetically pleasing. I just think it was underwhelming for Placencia. You know, they usually do like a great booth, like they have like the Alma de Fuego with the flames around it, the illuminated flames or the illusion of flames. This was just like, here's our stuff, order what you need. We're not presenting anything new besides a new 149 size, and that was it.
Yeah, but if you spent $10,000, you could get free shipping.
So, yeah, the illuminated fire that they had was like, dude, there's no way. I at the show, I don't do any percentage deals. Like, I can't. That's just something I just won't do. Like, I'm not going to take a percentage deal. I'd rather you throw me some free shit than take percentage deals. I don't need free shipping. I need free boxes to offset what I paid for.
Yeah, their deal was pretty underwhelming.
Everybody's was. I mean, Foundation was. The only steel deal that was there, in my opinion, was, again, Dunbarton. Dunbarton's.
You get the cutters and the unicorns?
Yeah, I mean, if you spend $5,000, you got a ticket for, you know, a raffle. And then you got your cutter. You got two boxes of unicorns. And you got the product that, you know, you're getting throughout the year. So you're not even dropping $5,000 every month or whatever. You're dropping $1,000 a month to get all this cool stuff because it's all staggered out throughout the year. I think Dunbarton did it the best.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, because you're not front loading $10,000 and then all this stuff is coming in, and your customers come in, and they're like, "Oh, where's the new stuff?" You give them all five new cigars, and then they don't come back because they got everything new, and you busted your nut right there. I think Dunbarton did it the best.
Well, Nick, you said you have like a 30% tobacco tax. Can you sell those unicorns? Because Sokka came to our lounge in California, and he saw the price on the shelf, and he said, like, I wouldn't pay that much for them. He's like, well, dang it, man. I'm trying to sell these.
Yes, I can sell them because they were not it's 30% of what I pay for the product. So, yes, I can sell them for whatever I want. But what I do with that, like I did last year, was instead of me just collecting $100 on a cigar, I'd rather you get your money's worth for product and then get that. Because if I told you to spend $300 and buy a bunch of Dunbarton stuff, at least you get 20 cigars out of it, 25 cigars. Or you can give me a third of that money and you walk away with one cigar. Doesn't make sense. So, you know, I do a promo. People come in, you want to buy X amount of cigars or X amount of dollars in Dunbarton, you walk away with a unicorn.
I smoked the new Patina. I liked it a lot. I only smoked a sample in Nicaragua, so I didn't get to try the finish, you know, with the band on it, which adds 10% of the flavor. I like that one. But that came out right before the show.
What's the best size? I've only had the Lancero. Dandy's got me, I think, some Toros or Robustos coming back from Arizona.
Who?
Danny Cubano hit me up while he was in Arizona.
He said he found
some Patina ordered Nicaragua in a different size, so he was bringing some back for me.
Oh, dope. El Dandy's a great
guy. What size is the best, though? That's what I want to know.
I've only tried the Robusto and the Toro. And the Toro I tried in Nicaragua in August, and then Robusto was at the trade show. So I don't know.
Yeah, I want to know about Dom, double Toro or Super Toro, because that was my favorite size, the Maduro. Big boy ring gauge.
Mo does a nice job at those thicker boys. That's for sure.
Dom, I want to go back to the thing that you were mentioning with the unicorns. The unicorns were just, were they brown boxes or the blue and blacks?
These were brown, I believe.
Oh, that's the stuff you buy. Yeah, I mean, I charge $130 for that cigar.
Yeah, it was
$115.
It's probably around there for our shop.
Yeah, I mean, 30%. Yeah, $15. Yeah, just about. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. What else about the show?
Oh,
Dom, you have any more? Yeah.
Oh. What do you say, Brandon?
Altidus has that $150 cigar that comes with the whiskey flask and glasses. Or not flask.
The decanter.
It's like a decanter, yeah.
Decanter.
That decanter set's fucking sexy. Like, that looks really good. But
yeah, but if you got to throw that in because you feel bad about charging.
But a 20 cal box at $150 a wag, that's an expensive box. It's an expensive decanter set.
No. Nothing Altidus is worth $150.
Can AJ Fernandez make a $150 cigar?
No shot in hell.
I mean, can anybody? But
can anybody? I'm a firm believer in at what point does tobacco just become tobacco? There's no need for an Oro Blanco pricing. There's no need for anything Gurkha that comes out with. There's no need. Unicorns aren't even needed at that price point.
How do we feel about the Undisputed?
The what?
Hold on, the Luciano? Mike Tyson?
No, are you talking about Mike Tyson?
No, the Undisputed, yeah.
Mike Tyson cigar?
With Mike Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's trying that.
Yay or nay?
I want to try it. I have to try it.
I'll give it a go. That'll be the first Gurkha I've ever smoked.
I'm not going to spend $20 on it.
$20?
And it's a 6x60 and a 6x7x70 or something like that, too.
Even better, baby. What are you talking about?
6x60.
What is it?
Forget it.
I got you.
Luciano's wasn't. He was wait. Underrated, not the undisputed.
Yeah, he's got the underrated.
Yeah.
I think I already talked about this. I hate
how it's Lux Dark or whatever.
It's called underrated, but then it's crossed out. Or there's a strike through. So is it not underrated? I decided
underrated, not underrated, or is it like underrated? Scratch that out. Undefeated. Is that what it is? Undisputed.
It's confusing.
Do you guys carry Luciano stuff?
Do not. I actually smoked a. Did I smoke a Luciano today? No, I didn't. I smoked a Zulu Zulu from Grand Havano. I think that was.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That was good.
I like that band.
That was good.
No, well, I saw that. What? Go.
No,
I was gonna say that. Why? I saw another cigar by Y Panda. I haven't tried the original one, but I guess it's a limited edition for like $16. It's a Connecticut shade.
Yeah, the Domino.
Domino, yeah. So, I was just curious about it. I didn't hear anybody talking about it at the show, and then I saw and he was more so with Costa and Joe at the Toro booth than he was at the Luciano booth.
Did you notice that Carlito Costa's was nowhere to be found the entire show? Guy.
He was at a wedding.
No, yeah, I mean, this is PCA, bro. We don't care about your wedding that you had to go to.
No. I mean, he went to a wedding in Vegas.
I know.
Somebody. Oh, yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, this is PCA, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be out there with us. You're supposed to be in the trenches. And you're over here going to weddings and not caring about what we're doing, not presenting anything new.
I mean, he has an undisclosed cigar. He's whatever. He doesn't tell you what it is. It's coming out in summer.
I hate that, man. It's I think it's crazy when people do that. Undisclosed.
We're not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to get it in the summer.
You're like, okay. And you're going to like it.
You'll eat it and like it.
Oh, I'm showing a box of a cigar that won't come out for another 2 years. The black rare pink.
That's what a Warp does. They'll pull stuff, and it won't be right for 3 years.
I wanna try that Tampa Smoker cigar, man. I mean, I'm a huge baseball guy, and I think that humidor is really cool. So I want to see what that's like from J.C. Newman. That's what I'm really excited about.
I just wish it was actually the size of a baseball bat, and I'd be like way more on board. But it did look nice.
This guy.
All right, a few more questions just to sprinkle in.
Yep.
BDP said you have a panel. I think maybe he wanted to be on. Tyler, did you ask BDP to be on our panel?
No, we should have.
Nate asked, when is it? We were going to have Nate do a PCA breakdown too, Native Foundation. But he can only do Saturdays, and I can't do Saturdays. Sorry, Nate. See. El Dandy said, G Fizzle wants to know, does anyone shave their nose hairs for better retro hair?
Yes, we all do. Ooh. We wax.
Actually, that's facts.
I went on a plucking spree. My sister at Easter was like, oh, you have a nose hair. You need to trim it. So I just reached in and like yanked it out. And she's like, it's still there. And did that like 5 times. So I can retrohale pretty good right now.
Were you in fucking tears, bro? Dude, that sounds painful as hell.
Dude, it's okay. I toughed it out. Shed one tear.
What other questions we got? Anything else? Anything fun?
Let's see.
Are you a grower or a shower?
Who asked that?
Dang it, Tyler. No, or is that Mac? Best trade show floor food.
Garbage.
That garbage. Goes into Dojo, Herklotz, and Fred doing videos about the food.
Dude, that food is so bad. It. You loved it. Oh, God.
No,
dude,
no,
that
I love
so bad.
I love, who was that? I love the Dojo videos.
Who was the guy going around? He started off, and they were slicing up that ham, that seasoned ham. You didn't see that? He was just walking around giving away for free.
No way.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Like cold cuts? Oh.
No, it's like,
no, when they like take the whole.
It was like a whole egg, and they like hang it and dry it. It's a European, like Italian thing.
Oh, prosciutto. That was in the was that in the whose booth was that?
It started off at Espinosa, and then they also went to Altidus booth as well.
Or is that they were giving out it's prosciutto. It's whatever.
I think it was free. And the guy just kept on slicing it and handing it to
me. It's like $30 a pound at a deli, but whatever.
Yeah. I ate for free.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why I'm looking at the PCA when it comes to New Orleans. The food is going to be so much more cheaper in New Orleans than Vegas.
That's right. Because it's not.
And it's going to be better. There's some really good restaurants in New Orleans. I got a truck. I'm driving. I got a handicap tag, so I have no problems parking.
I'm riding with you.
Nice. I'm riding with you.
I go to the convention center.
One night, a bunch of us. Huh?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse one night. It was pretty good. And then we went to a restaurant in the Aria. It was pretty good. Like, it was like a Latin steak thing. Some of the best chips and salsa I've ever had. Yeah. All right. Any more questions before we wrap up?
Oh,
no, that's about it.
On a school night.
But I
there was
school night. I'm on spring break.
There was one cool thing I finally got to play with. It was the Somme lighter, that flint fire lighter that turns into jet. That $25 for that lighter, I can take it on a plane because it's cool. And it's $25.
Yeah, Somme did actually come out with some pretty good stuff this year. That was another sleeper pick, even though he wasn't in a booth, he was just at a table. But that was a great. He did a good job this year. The lighter and the new cigar, the new introduction for the new cigar was really good.
Yeah,
the one he did with Eladio.
He didn't tell me anything. He just said, try this and let me know what you think. I don't think he wanted to sway me in any way where, you know, you try to put those razzle-dazzle names on brands and then you're like, oh, this is great. And then, you know, it's just because you heard that name. So.
Oh, that new stick he did? The one that was unbanded?
Yes.
That was good.
Oh, I didn't try that one.
No, I ended up helping him put up his booth or his table.
Oh, nice. So it took 5 minutes or what?
Unbanded, so not the Rioja, correct?
No, it's something new he's working on.
Yeah, it was just unbanded.
Yeah, he handed out a handful.
Because I just blind reviewed the Rioja and it didn't fare so well. I liked it, the BDX a lot better.
You love the BDX.
Big fan.
All right, guys. It's getting cold out here. I don't know what the temperature is, but. Oh, yeah. Hey, let me show you the gazebo real quick.
Yeah, our podcast, the gazebo.
Oh, I got one more topic for the pod.
Okay, so there are some lights and some wood lattice work.
Where's the stripper pole?
One of these poles would work.
That's a beam.
Yeah, but, you know, put some plastic around it, lube it up a little bit. I don't know.
One last topic for the pod. Me and Dom are both fathers of newborn babies. Mine's 11 weeks old. Yours is a little bit older, I think.
4 months.
But baby boners, those are a thing.
Congratulations.
No idea.
Confirmed.
I haven't even looked it up because I was scared to type that into my phone and see.
Yeah, I wouldn't search that. That seems like the FBI might come for you.
Yeah, so I'm glad I confirmed with you. No, it's a thing.
Yeah.
They're on their way. All right. We can't end on a baby boner. Go out there, guys. Get the new Cro-Magnon, Pennsylvania. Let us know what you think.
If you haven't smoked the Tino or Nicaragua, what are you doing?
What's your favorite size? If you can get me a really good discount on Papasaka Legashi, let me know. That's all I got.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. No Thank problem. You, everybody.
Keep those
Nick,
cigars.
We gotta have you on again so we can get your whole story.
The whole story. Yeah, we got the whole story. I got you.
The whole right. story.
We want. You're gonna have to edit. You're gonna have to edit it though. So.
That's fine.
All right. Cool. Yeah. We can do another thing. Let me know. Can. Give me a heads up. We can do something whenever. I'll go to the shop and do the video. So.
Sweet. All right.
Perfect. We
can roll. All
right, guys.
Keep those cigars on ice.
Yeah!